This is an RNIB talking book.
A City of Bells by Elizabeth Googe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Jocelyn Irvine, sitting in a corner seat in a third-class railway carriage and watching the green and gold of England in the spring slip past the windows, meditated gloomily upon life with a capital L. A funny business, he came to the conclusion, consisting in climbing painfully to the tops of ladders and falling even more painfully to the bottom of them again. Looking back over his past career of slow ascents and sudden descents, he remembered with amusement the years of hectic scrambling in ink and mud that had finally raised him to the exalted position of captain of the school. Never again would he be so glorious, never again so revered. But the eminence had not lasted, and as an undergraduate in his first term, his glory had caused no one to blink. At the end of 3 years, his good sense and good looks and good temper had made their mark. But then had come the Boer War, and no one took any notice, except unfavourably and with strong language, of a junior subaltern who did not as yet know his job. In time he knew it, and as the urgency of war sent him up his third ladder at headlong speed, the army knew his worth. So well did it know it, that the final humiliation of death might have seized upon a portly general so armoured with clink.